My name is Ashok Malu, and in this program, we'll be talking about efforts to control fasciolysis, a zoonotic infection that affects an estimated 17 million people worldwide. More than 100,000 children and adults in the Andean highlands of Bolivia and Peru were treated with triclobendazole between September and November 2008. They are mostly from rural, poverty-stricken indigenous communities where health care and education levels are poor. Professor Santiago Mascoma, expert on fasciolysis from the University of Valencia, Spain.
Fasciolysis is a parasitic disease caused by liver flukes. Human infection has been reported in 75 countries of the five continents. Several regions are hotspots, as Andean countries, Peru, Bolivia, Chile, Ecuador, Venezuela, Central America, as Mexico and Cuba, North Africa, as for instance Egypt, countries around the Caspian, as Iran or Georgia, and Southeast Asia, with Vietnam. There are stable endemics, as in Peru, where almost the whole country is human endemic. Bolivia, with all people infected in given communities, or Egypt, with almost 20% prevalence in the Nile Delta region. Children and females are the most affected. Fasciolysis gives also rise to epidemics, such as the 10,000 people outbreak in northern Iran, or the recent countrywide situations we have at present in Vietnam and Georgia.
The local ministries of health in Bolivia and Peru are supporting the program with advocacy measures to help contain transmission of the disease. Between 2 and 17 million people are currently infected worldwide, and an estimated 180 million are at high risk for infection. Fasciolysis is an animal disease that can be transmitted to humans. It is caused by large worms that can measure up to 7 centimeters in length and is spread worldwide, with well-known hotspots in South America and East Asia. Humans become infected by ingesting the worms' encrusted larvae, which is usually attached to aquatic or semi-aquatic plants, particularly watercress. Clinical manifestations include abdominal pain, fever, vomiting, diarrhea, and these can last for months. The liver is the most affected organ. Steve Auld is Regional Advisor, Communicable Diseases, Pan-American Health Organization, and says triclobendazole is most effective against fasciolysis.
Fasciolysis is one of these neglected diseases that are found in the Americas. And like all of this group of diseases, they affect particularly people who live in poverty. In this case, indigenous communities that live in parts of the highlands of the Andes Mountains in South America. These communities live in very isolated areas, up to 3,000 meters in elevation, and they depend upon livestock as the basis of their economy. The cycle of transmission of this parasite is maintained between people and domestic livestock, particularly sheep and llamas. In the Andes, many of the affected communities have been considered hotspots of infection for fasciolysis, and we see up to 100% of the school-aged children have been found infected in some areas. The anti-helminthic drug called triclobendazole, which is donated by a drug company, has enabled the WHO and our offices here in the Americas, the Pan-American Health Organization, to work closely with ministries of health in Bolivia and Peru to offer this very safe and effective medicine to school-aged children and to adults in the most highly endemic and affected communities. It's a model we hope we can replicate in other countries in Latin America where fasciolysis is still a public health problem. The pilot studies underway in Bolivia and Peru are showing signs of significant success, and there is great potential for their scale-up to reach all endemic communities. We think that success in the pilot areas will also help the national health authorities open the door to offer similar antiparasitic treatments for intestinal worms.
Triclobendazole is donated free of charge to WHO by the pharmaceutical company Novartis Pharma AG. This has enabled implementation of disease control interventions for the first time in a number of affected countries across the world, including Egypt, Georgia, Iran, Peru, Vietnam, and Yemen.